You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
And there's the goddamn corner.
That's an old thing.
Hard out.
You're right, it is an old thing. Hey, we've been joined in the studio by Joe from Love Bucket.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Yeah.
You've wandered down from Love Bucket. Whereabouts? Yep. Run us through exactly
where
it
just
is.
We had a massive conversation about this before, and we just thought we'd take this to the air.
Yeah. Just clear it up for everyone once and for all. What's the best landmark to navigate your way to Love Bucket from?
Yeah, so basically it's at 309 K Road.
That's the easiest way, John.
Yeah.
We just clocked
K Road,
it in.
Yeah, K Road Food Workshop, opposite the Purse Shop or opposite Mermaids, you know,
it's kind
around
of,
that sort of area.
I
before
said
Pitt
opposite,
Street.
Opposite Art Space and
art space,
opposite
yep.
the Post Shop. And
yeah.
John was like, I don't know where that is. And I was like, opposite that strip joint, John. And John was like, I got you. That's exactly what happened off here.
Whatever makes it easier for you.
It's kind of like a whole area of a bunch of new shops have made like a little kind of mini, I don't want to say mall, but a little area, right?
Just, you've got Mustache at the front, El Sizzling as well, and then we're just sort of in the back there. So cocktail bar, do gin and rum focus, beers,
How are you guys
wines.
Settling in there? Are you finding a good vibe?
It's a great vibe.
K-Road's
really,
great, eh?
It is great. It's really good to be there,
How long have you been working at Love Bucket?
From the beginning. So we opened last year around October. Mm. Yeah.
Cool. So you're sort of getting a good feel for the place. Pretty established now.
Exactly. Yeah. So today,
what's on the menu? I mean like right now.
Oh, right now. Let's do this. Brought to you the Jerry Cola, which is one of our tap cocktails. It's essentially like an aperitivo style, low ABV cocktail, and it's inspired by spiced rum and cherry cola flavors.
Is it called a Jerry Cola?
Jerry Cola. Okay. So like Sailor Jerry, spiced rum, that sort of thing.
Right,
so
right.
Play on that sort of words.
Right on. Is this the cola right here? I'm going to whiff.
That's the batch, essentially. So in that...
You guys make your own cola?
No, we don't make our own cola. This is like basically the...
I'm so excited, sorry.
Yeah, I know, so the ingredients that we put into...
Oh, hell.
The ingredients that we put into the cocktail basically help push a lot of those cola and cherry notes without having actually any cola or cherry in it.
It's got a mulled wine vibe going on there.
Yeah, spice rum, baking spice flavors, So we use Italian vermouth, which has got lots of cola nut, cherry, and rhubarb flavors. Combined with that, we have also use a Japanese black sugar umeshu, which has got a rum base.
What the hell is that again?
Japanese black sugar umeshu. So umeshu is like a stone fruit liqueur, often referred to as plum wine, but this has got a rum base, and then it's got black sugar, black vinegar.
Whenever I hear something Japanese, I always like, what's that? Because you know it's going to be like really well refined and just right on. You know?
No, it's just a great ingredient to use.
Yeah.
And then we also make our own cascara and tamarind tea. So cascara.
We've almost sniffed away this whole bottle of...
it's like, I got to make the cocktail first before you drink it, All right? That's how it works.
Sorry, carry on.
Yeah, no worries,
It smells absolutely amazing. You've rattled off so many ingredients. I can't put my finger on
the depth.
Exactly what it smells like. But it's on the first... Like, I definitely get the cherry.
Yeah.
But then there's so much going on.
Yeah.
I'm like...
Yeah. Yeah.
Should I have another one?
No, mate, I'm fine, actually.
Yeah, cool. And then after that as well, we add some our own homemade spiced tamarillo syrup. And there's fresh lime and basically bitters. So we use the Fee Brothers black walnut bitters, again, pushing that cola flavor, and cherry bitters.
Wow.
So, it's all pre-batched. Comes off the tap, chilled, carbonated.
Splash of the bitters is
splash
going
of the bitters. Splash of the cherry bitters.
Little droppers as well.
And then
in with the pseudo cola.
That's right.
So
is that a lime at the bottom of the glass as well?
Yeah.
Cheeky little lime.
That's right.
So the bulk of it is pre-mixed, but on the bar you're throwing in the bitters, the cherry bitters and the
black walnut bitters and the lime.
So it kind of makes the whole process a bit quicker.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We're the fast casual cocktail style of things. Yep. Yeah, winner.
As a slow casual person, I can relate to that.
The lime's actually really good in there. I was thinking to myself, what are you doing
with
lime in there?
Oh my god, it's fucking great. It's not good. Did you say it was good?
Yeah, the lime is.
The lime, exactly. It gives
that
freshness.
Do you want something? Did you leave something in the studio? Or do you want something?
Look at my glass.
I left my glass full of cocktail. That is so good, by the way. Awesome. Tastes like a galaxy. So I can just chuck a word out.
Okay.
Does it taste like space to you?
There's a lot going on there.
It does, eh?
I think...
Does it taste like space?
It's
space rock. This is space rock, this drink.
It's a wonderful mix of ingredients without being... Like, because it sounds like there's like an arm's length worth of ingredients, but it's actually really delicious.
Yeah.
Kind of tastes like if Candy Floss was to start drinking.
Yeah.
This is what it would drink.
Yeah. So yeah, spiced rum, cherry cola flavors. Yeah.
Normally I hate cherries, so.
Okay.
I'm loving this.
Yeah.
Sigrid. Yeah. What do you reckon, Sigrid?
Say everything that I said. Be fine.
Tastes like the Milky Way.
Awesome.
So this is on tap, like 7 days a week.
Yeah. Pretty much all the time now. We've had it on tap for quite a while. And it's just a really sells well, and people really enjoy it. So
people are right.
Yeah.
Is there a food match or something like this, that to go with this drink in particular?
So greedy. Can't just enjoy
anything
one thing,
really.
Can you,
anything
mate?
Really. You know.
What goes with what have we mixed with cocoa? Oh, some kind of vanilla snack.
Some sort of cherry and lime cola. I don't know anything.
Probably just another Joey cola then.
There you go.
Yeah, just another one. Yeah.
But with two limes.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Awesome. Have we asked what's going on at Love Bucket? Anything that people need to know about? I know this is kind of putting you on the spot. You just show up and make the drinks.
Yeah.
But do you know anything going on?
Well, definitely. I mean, you can check out our Facebook page and obviously Instagram for a lot of things that we're showcasing and events coming up. We've got Judge Bowen tonight.
Oh,
it's our last weekend.
Yum.
So they're delivering an awesome Asian comfort food stuff. Obviously we've obviously got all the cool cocktails and beers and gins and rums and
wines.
Everything. So weekends are definitely pumping up these days. Come in, get out from the cold and
good stuff. Hey, thanks so much, Joe.
No worries.
Thank you so much to Love Bucket. I am dubbing that drink as I've been doing musical genres while John's been away.
Yeah.
And I'm calling that space rock.
Space rock. All right.
I don't know what you've got, John.
Smooth jazz.
You're just naming the beer.
right
on. Hey, thank you once again.
Cheers.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.